This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. So this past week we did a sugya chamura about bittul. This was a shaila that somebody by the name of Yishmael asked, Ish Kfar Yama asked from, doesn't say who he asked this question of, but he asked this question. He was hele b'yadai, an onion that was uprooted in Shvius, was planted in the eighth year, and rabu gidulav ali karai. That was a shaila nun zayin amud beis. So regarding this shaila of rabu gidulai ali karai, the Ran started off this sugya, lav dafka. When it says rabu doesn't mean the majority, because there's no din of majority being mevatel something. The Ran said on Nedzayin Amud Beis, Lav Rabia Belchud Kamar, it's not only Roiv. Ela Rabia Shekiyoit Seba B'midi Da'asi Me'alma Haya. It's a Rabia that it's sufficient that it could be mevatel. So if you're dealing with something that needs shishim, let's say shmita, then shishim. If it's something that needs 100, like truma, 100. If it's something that requires 200, then it's 200. So the Ran learned the whole sugya lav dafka. And why not? When you're dealing with roiv, something, there's a concept of asur benoy sein tam. Even though, by the way, Noi Saint Tam is something that gives flavor, but here it's not really giving flavor. It's you have a bulb and then it's producing more. It's creating, it's growing more. But the Ran learned the sugya lav dafka roiv. We're dealing with bitul b'shishim or bitul b'meya or bitul b'treimeya kol echad lefi shiurai. The problem is that there are Rishonim that prove from later on in the sugya that obviously we're not dealing with bitul b'shishim or bitul b'meya or bitul b'treimeya. Namely, the Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid says that if you remember the sugya on Nun Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara said a different shir. Let me see. The Gemara, two-thirds of the way down on Nun Ches Amud Aleph, the Tnan. Bitzolim Sheyardu Aleim Geshamim. Onions that the rain fell on, and they grew. So imhayu olin shalahem shchayrin, if the leaves were black, asur and the rasur, hayriku mutarin, if they turned pale, they're mutar. So what is this talking about? We're talking about onions of shmita that grew. So if the leaves were black, they're asur. If the leaves were black, mamish, they're asur. Why? This is moichiach that their gidul is yafe. Right? The Ran said, if they're black, then this shows it grows from the ground, and therefore they're asur. However, if they're white, if they're pale, so then it's not yoinek from the karka, but it's from the onion, and it's mutter. But if it grew from the ground, it's asur. Wait a second. There's no roiv. I'm sorry. Do you see it up on the... Let me see. You see it up on the screen? Okay, that's the Gemara on Nun Ches Amud Aleph. So the Tosfos Rit says that from here we see Asu Gidulei Heter Umalin Es Isser Oilai. Those Gidulei Heter are Mala the Isser or not. Says the Tosfos Rit, V'hakol Mutarin. Everything is Mutar. V'afal Pi She'en Levatloi B'Shishim, even though we're not mevatel it with 60. Kila kamon. So look at the lashon of Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid in the beginning of the sugya says the gidulei heter are mal in the iser. Everything is mutter, even though ein levaloi b'shishim. We're not talking about whether shishim. Dala kamon ki pashtim mi betzalim shel shvius shiyodu aleim geshamim b'shminus v'tzimchu. So we say if the olim are shchoyrim, or you could be toileshit ba'oisna alen, they're mutter, even though there isn't shishim. The Ran learned the sugya that no, we're talking about where there's shishim. But it seems like the Gemara brings cases that no, there isn't shishim. We're not dealing with betel b'shishim. So there's obviously another mahalach in the Rishonim to learn the sugya. The Ran learns we're dealing with betel b'shishim. The Tosfos Rid says, from some of these cases, it seems that we're not dealing with shishim. We're not dealing with shishim. Okay. Now, the Reb Shimon Shkap has a very interesting alumnus, why maybe we don't need shishim here. If you remember, by min b'she'enoi minoi, you need shishim edoiraisa, because it's nois in tam. But we're not dealing with min b'she'enoi minoi, we're dealing with one onion, we're dealing with one growth. It's just part of it is mutter and part is usser. So that's called min b'minoi. Min b'minoi needs shishim midrabanan. Why? Atu enoi minoi. Atu enoi minoi. You might get confused if you say min b'minoi needs shishim. If you say, I'm sorry, the min b'minoi does not need shishim, then certainly min b'she'enoi minoi. I'm sorry, it's a gzera. Min b'minoi needs shishim lest you come to min b'she'enoi minoi. Lest you come to min b'she'enoi minoi. Says Rav Shimon Shkap, but maybe the requirement that min b'minoi needs shishim is only if you could come to confuse it with min b'she'enoi minoi. But every single case of gidulin, by definition, is going to be min b'minoi. How do you have gidulin unless it's growing out of the etzem item? So by definition, maybe we're only goyzer min b'minoi if there's a makam to be goyzer atu min b'she'enoi minoi. But if, let's say, there's no makam to be goyzer by min b'she'enoi minoi, why? Because by the very definition of a case of gidulin, by definition, is min b'minoi. You can't have one plant growing out of another plant. An onion's not going to produce a garlic. A garlic's not going to produce an onion. An onion, shemitah's going to grow out. In other words, the whole sugya of gidulin, by very definition, is dealing with min b'minoi. Maybe the chalmu were never goyzer that you need shishim by gidulin. So Rav Shimon Shkak says that's a possible approach why maybe you would not need kol echad l'fi shiurai. The Ran learns you do need kol echad l'fi shiurai, but that's maybe only by min b'minoi that you could confuse with min b'she'enoi minoi. But if you can confuse it, then maybe we would not apply this rule.
But do you still need a roiv?
You still need a roiv, yes. You still need a roiv. Then we go back to regular, you know, biblical bitul b'roiv. Bitul b'roiv. The Chazon Ish has a whopper of an approach in the sugya. And basically, the Chazon Ish says that even though in the beginning of the sugya started with bitul b'shishim kol echad l'fi shiurai, even though the Chazon Ish said Kalecha Lefi Shiurai, nevertheless, the Gemara falls off of it. At what point does the Gemara fall off of it? Says the Chazon Ish, by the case of Shemitah. Says the Chazon Ish, even though in the beginning of the sugya, the inyan of bittul that we're talking about is bittul of b'shishim, oy b'meya, oy b'trei meya, but now that the Gemara says that Shemitah is asur ayidei karka, b'telosa ayidei karka, there's a new lamdas. The Gemara is introducing a new lamdas, meaning the lamdas on the bottom of Nun. Remember the Gemara that we learned at the end of the week on Nun Chesam and Beis on the bottom, where the Gemara says that Shviya, since it becomes Usr through Karka, it becomes Mutter through Karka. The lamdas is.
Is it careful you're walking, man? I don't want you tripping.
The lamdas is, one second, that there's a new. Since it's growing through the ground, the pre is nischadesh v'nischadel, and it becomes kepanim chadashos through its gidulav. It's not like a taruvos ba'alma. It's not like just a mixture alone. It's not like a mixture alone. It's not a, when you have a taruvos, so then we say you need a certain shear. But when we're dealing with ground, we're dealing with a new lamdas of bittul. The new lamdas of bittul is that the fruit was renewed, meaning it's not the same fruit. It's not that the old fruit is batel with the new growth. Since it came through the karka, so it's like it's a panim chadoshes. It's not the same fruit. It's not that the new fruit is mevatel the old fruit. It's that it's a panim chadoshes. Now, what's the shear to be able to determine whether it's panim chadoshes? The shear is whether it's raiv. That's what it seems. It seems like if it's the majority of the new fruit, if it's majority new, that will determine, is this panim chadashos, or is there a significant element of the old fruit still intact, so it's not batal. So that is basically three ways to learn this Gemara. The simple way the Ran is learning, the Ran learns the sugya that we're dealing with regular classic bittul, kalecha lefi shiurai. The Ran doesn't say we're falling off of it. The Tosis Rid says no, it seems like we don't need shishim, and maybe a svara to that would be what the Rav Shimon Shkup says, that we only need shishim by min b'minoi in a case where you could be goyzer atu min b'she'enoi minoi, but not in a situation where, by the very definition, it could only be min b'minoi. Meaning maybe only min b'minoi that could be confused with min b'she'enoi minoi needs shishim, not if it can't be confused. And then further, there seems to be the way the Chazon Ish learns that the Gemara is falling off of the classic bittul and is learning a new kind of bittul, the bittul of panim chadashos, that since it comes from the ground, which by the way would explain the whole svara of ground as opposed to not ground. Remember we were struggling on when we were learning Amud Beis. Well, the same way the Heter of the ground is mevatel the Isser of the ground, why can't the non-Arla be mevatel the Arla? But what the Gemara is saying is, when something grows from the ground, it's like a panim chadashos. It completely transforms and elevates the entire amount, the entire growth. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, that's what I got for you today. Okay?
I mean, does a bedafka have
have to be Rive in that case, according to the Chazanish?
It seems that way. It seems that it would have to be Rive.
Because why can't it be something that we said, you know, that the leaves turn black, or you're able to pull it out, even if it's not a Rive, but it just shows that it's a new berry, and that's enough to be labeled as a new fruit.
Because he would probably say that in his Chiddush.
It seems the stipler, when he says over the Chazonish, seems to say that you need Roiv. If you want, I could send you more on it. I didn't have the... This is what I got. It seems that you need Roiv.
From the sheet that Rabbi posted, it doesn't mention anything which would default to Roiv.
Is that
mentioning anything else?
Zasi is saying, well, maybe all is needed is the leaves turning black, or so that which indicate, or
that
being
was,
able.
That was a before,
you still need that, but the question is, why does that work?
We fell off of it by saying that the onions were crushed originally, but the svara lechayer is still there. I mean, if you didn't crush the onions, then that would be enough.
Right.
Shkayach.
Okay, have a good day, everyone. Shkayach. Hatzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.